beware. Beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show, is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
The nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Always, this is Bob Romanek, one crazy, ignorant, no good for nothing, rotten son of a bitch. So if you've got something else you want to call me, go ahead. Just don't make it bad. Don't make it bad.
We can't stand him. He's a disgusting, vile human being. You white, honky piece of trash. You're a cracker and you're a racist. You can kiss my black ass. You hairy, stinky whitey.
And that's the president of my fan club. You know where I'm going with this. I want to say hello before we get going to Mike. He called. He's a brand new caller, lives in South St. Louis County, works for a medical center. He said he's got everybody listening out there. They're all new listeners. I don't know how they found me. I don't know how everybody finds me, but we've got listeners all over this country, so we want to appreciate every new listener, both black and white, and hopefully you understand. And I say, listen to me for 5 days, not 5 minutes, and you'll understand the message. So Mike from South St. Louis County and all the people that work at the medical center, wherever it may be, in the St. Louis area, I would assume. Thank you guys for taking the time to listen. And again, I hope you understand the message. It's not a message of racism. It's a message of realism. And we're going to have to be real, or we're not going to be around to be anything. Also, I want to thank Tony for the call. And everyone that calls that we can't get to, the thousands of calls, we sincerely appreciate them. But as you know, there's only enough time in the day. Also, thank Daryl Batchelor. And Daryl, we will be getting a hold of you. Daryl called, wanted to get some copies of Nigger Nation. So I will give you a call, or have my producer give you a call, and we'll get some copies out to you. And again, Nigger Nation being heard all over the country, but not in St. Louis. So I don't know why the niggers don't don't want to play it in St. Louis. They play it all over the country, but not in St. Louis. Hey, lines are open. I don't feel like talking today. I really don't feel like doing anything. But if you've got something interested, feel free to give me a call, because we are America's voice of freedom. Definitely the Patriots. You can call toll free 1-888-394-1430 on the east side, 394-1190. Election's over. I just want to see now if these politicians, these ass white bastards, are going to start doing something for their communities. You know, everybody fights, spends millions of dollars to get elected. Then they sit on their ass for the next 4 years, give their family and friends job. They take money from us day in and day out. They enact laws that cost us more money, raise our taxes, cost us more money. And at the end of their term, they're telling you what they're going to do the next 4 years. We ought to get a little bit smarter than that, people. We need to understand these political people. We need to understand that if they're not for us, they're against us. And that's just the way it is. We'll take a couple. Go ahead, Tony. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, buddy. I'm Bob from Granite City. You know, I'm new myself to your radio station, but
how'd you find out about the station, Tony?
Well, you know, you broadcasted a guy the other day, the father of the girl that was videotaping a little fight incident that happened in Granite City, where five of the little nigger boys jumped that little white boy.
Uh-huh, okay.
And I'm really good friends with them people, and, you know, they told me about your radio station, and, yeah, I would like to call and let you know, about a little incident that happened with me just the other day also. You know, so I got a call from principal's office, you know, informing me that my stepdaughter has gotten slapped by...
Well, apparently we lost that call. Tony can try to call back. Had difficulty on his line. Lines are always open again. 1-888-394-1430 on the east side, 394-1190. Want to talk St. Louis. You know, we talk politics, we talk race, we talk whatever I want to talk about, because it's the Bob Show, not the anybody else call in and talk show. But the Missouri State Supreme Court, they denied the St. Louis prosecutor's move to block a search warrant. Now this asswipe, why is it always these niggers, not the Proud Blacks, the niggers? Kimberly Garner, the St. Louis circuit attorney, she's trying to fight, or did try to fight, to get the search warrant blocked. But guess what? The Supreme Court, the Missouri Supreme Court's ruling that they have the authority to issue a search warrant for electronic data on the circuit clerk's office in St. Louis City. Now she's all pissed off. There's been a grand jury. They've been meeting since January. You remember this Donald Tisby? He's the ex-FBI agent, was hired by this Kim Gardner in the investigation of the ex-governor Greitens. And it was awful funny. It was awful funny. After this Greiton situation starts to get out of hand, and they say they're going to subpoena Kim Gardner to testify, she drops all the charges. You know what that tells you, good people? It's just another asswipe, no good for nothing nigger that put her ass up there, that don't know what she's doing, that's incompetent as hell, not a Proud Black. Keep the Proud Blacks out of these equations always. We respect and honor and salute the Proud Black people who bust their ass to work, to try to make this country great, to take care of their families, just like we salute the Proud White community that does the same thing. But Kim Gardner, this no-count nigger bitch, at the end, she makes a statement, now in quotes, people, it's a night-riding thing, she told KTVI Channel 2. People know what that means in terms of affecting this office. People know what night-riding means. It means against the niggers. That's what she says. It's always against the niggers. The niggers, the niggers, the niggers. They're victims, 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 because they have black skin. Now, there's a lot of professional baseball, basketball, football players, a lot of black-skinned people over in Europe, all over this world. They're not victims. You know, they're victors. They've succeeded. They've made their lives better. And I'm tired. And the Proud Black people are tired of this nigger crap, too. But here's this nigger, Kim Gardner, St. Louis City Circuit Attorney, trying to fight a subpoena to get her records. Those records should be made open to the public. Kim Gardner, you piece of nigger crap, you piece of racist, black supremacist nigger crap. She's been fighting the white police officers over there since she's been in office. But isn't it amazing that they're going to get a special prosecutor to carry out the search warrant? Here's the St. Louis City Circuit Attorney's Office, who's supposed to be responsible for prosecuting all the criminal crime in St. Louis City. Apparently, she's becoming part of the St. Louis City crime. And it's amazing. But it just pissed me off when I read this article, and she's crying and moaning and groaning because they're going to get her records. Again, they should be open to the public. Why would you want to hide records, Kim Gardner, you racist nigger? And she's been a racist nigger ever since she's been sitting there as St. Louis City Circuit Attorney. But she's pissed because, and it's in quotes, it's a night riding thing, she told KTVI Channel 2. A night riding thing? No, it's not a night riding thing, you nigger bitch. It's trying to get rid of all the corruption in your office, all the political corruption that's been there ever since you've taken office. Now, again, we've got her. We've got the Kim Fox up in Chicago. We got this asswipe, Wesley Bell, in St. Louis County. They're all niggers. They're not blacks. I hear them talk. You can tell they're against the black community. Anybody that's got black skin that's against the white community, they can kiss my white, hairy, stinky ass. And to me, maybe not to you, but to me, they're niggers. I get tired of this crap day in and day out. You know, we talked about the Ferguson effect, how policemen aren't doing anything because they can't get the backing from the St. Louis Circuit Attorney's Office. And in this dumb-ass, stupid-ass, no-good-for-nothing, nigger, stupid, aldermatic bastard from Ward 3 in St. Louis, Brandon Bosley, he wants the National Guard. But when Ferguson was going, all the niggers didn't want the National Guard because the National Guard would have stopped them from stealing the TVs and the radios and the toasters and the microwaves from the buildings that they burnt down. They don't want to tell you that, but that's the way it was. But Bosley and the Black Caucus, the Aldermatic Board's Black Caucus, and that pisses me off. You understand, people? You read through the lines on all this crap. It always ends up being, it's the white guy's fault. And I'm tired of hearing it's the white guy's fault about everything. You hear the nigger, some nigger called me, let's don't argue. And tell me why you think that white people deserve, you ignorant bastards, anything. I won't argue until you start arguing, but some nigger, some decent nigger, if there is one out there, and there probably isn't, I don't want the proud blacks involved because they agree with us. If some nigger can give me a reason why we owe, why they think we as a white community, after 150 years ago of slavery and then some, that we owe them anything, if I can get an intelligent conversation, I'll buy you a snoot dinner. I will buy you a snoot dinner if I can get a conversation from one nigger. Now, NAACP, why don't you call? Why don't you call John Gaston, the president of the St. Louis chapter of the NAACP, Stanley Franklin, the nigger president of the East St. Louis chapter of the NAACP? And it's amazing. I can sit here and say nigger all day long, and one day I may do that. It's amazing how they can't stop Bob Romanek. No, it's amazing how you people think that they can stop you. We can say what the hell we want. You know, they're worried about white people saying nigger. They're worried about white people not giving them more reparation. And as always, they're not worried about the blacks killing the blacks in North St. Louis. 30 shootings in Chicago. They're not worried about that. They're worrying about the niggers. The niggers need more. I don't know what more. We have to get the niggers a bigger house. We have to get them a bigger house to give them more crap. And then I read in the paper, this was up in Michigan, but it's all over. Health and safety conditions worsen in subsidized housing. That's a damn lie. That's a damn lie on its face. I lived in a housing project for 18 years. Our house was clean. I complain and kid about roaches. We didn't have roaches. Our houses were clean. But now it's the niggers. There's a nigger on the front page bitching about her subsidized housing. Her subsidized housing, they've got roaches in there. They've got this. If you've got roaches, The roaches came for a reason. You ought to see some of them, not the proud black housing, but the nigger housing. I've been through it as an East St. Louis homicide detective. I can tell you. And that's not because of the housing authorities. And see, here's Bob Romanek, a white guy. He's going to expose and going to say the truth. No other white son of a bitch will say it. You go to these housing projects, you don't have to be dirty. You don't have to be scummy if you're poor. We were poor. We kept our grass cut. But that was a white community. It wasn't a nigger community. But now all of a sudden, it's everybody's fault when the less fortunate, and I feel for the people that don't have much. Now, they're complaining because of the roaches. Well, when you get your cereal done, don't leave it on the table for a month, and maybe you won't get some roaches. Now, I don't know. I'm not a roach exterminator or a roach expert. But it always appears that the niggers, because they're victims, they're always victims, you know that. They are always victims. Nothing works in the house. Well, no. When you throw a beer bottle through your window, it's going to break the window. I mean, that's just common knowledge. You ought to see some of the low-income housing. And it didn't start out that way. No, it started out fairly nice. But now anymore, you can't have low-income housing. Can't be 5, 6, 8 stories. It's got to be townhouses. They got to look nice. We got to give them everything. And there's a lot of whites that are less privileged. Then there's a lot of whites that's just their bums. Just like there's a lot of crackers are bums. Niggers are bums. But it's amazing how they do a major story on the housing, on subsidized low-income housing. And they talk about this is dirty, that's dirty. Conditions are worse. Well, when they talk about crime, when you've got people living in your high-rise subsidized living, and they go out and shoot people, rob people, rape people, kill people, that's the government's fault? Now, I'm not defending the government on most angles, not at all. But I will, because I've been there, done that, lived it. I've lived it. And I know the situation. Don't have to be dirty just because you're poor. Don't have to be dirty just because you're black. Don't have to be dirty just because you're white. You're dirty because you want to be dirty. Don't tell me you can't take $2 instead of buying a blunt at the store and get some soap and clean yourself, clean your apartment. But no, as always, they become the victims. And I'm so tired when I read this crap. Front page, top fold, health and safety conditions worsen in subsidized housing. No, it can worsen in a $1 million house if you don't take care of your house, if you don't take care of your property, if you don't take care of everything, it's going to worsen. And I see, here's a Mexican, not black, let's go to the Hispanics, a suspect in killing of 5 people in St. Louis. He's a suspect in 5 murders in Kansas and Missouri. Was pronounced dead at the hospital Tuesday after he was found hanging from a light fixture in his cell in St. Louis. Well, you know what? If I had enough time, I'd throw a party because there's a no good son of a bitch that's exactly where he needs to be, dead. But now, all the civil rights, all the activists, he was hung from a light fixture. Shouldn't have been that kind of light fixture. You know, they come up with a reason for everything, but they want to make it a big to-do now. Pablo Serrano Vetrino, an undocumented immigrant, accused of killing 4 people in Kansas and 1 in Missouri, was in his cell alone when he was found by jail staff during a routine check. My God, why would you even report something like that? I don't know why the hell I'm talking about it, other than it just pisses me off. But they want to make it a big to-do now. Somebody's going to come back and say, that's the police department's fault. If you want to go out and kill yourself, you're going to go out and kill yourself. There ain't no son of a bitch. There is not no son of a bitch in this world who's going to stop anybody from committing suicide. If we walk you off a bridge or walk you off a tall building and you want to kill yourself, you'll jump off a bridge or building tomorrow or the next day. I don't understand why people even try to save somebody's life If somebody wants to go, and it's time, let the son of a bitch go. Let him go. I watch a little bit of television yesterday, and you guys know I don't do national issues very often, because you can hear it 24/7, and it's the same crap, recycled. But this Secretary of the Treasury, Steve Mnuchin, he was on Capitol Hill talking to a congressional committee. And this asswipe, nigger, racist, bastard bitch, Maxine Waters from California, tries to give him crap. And I've told you, if I've told you one time, I've told you 1,000, they always get a black to come after these whites in Trump's administration. And usually it's a nigger bitch. It's not even a nigger guy, it's a nigger bitch. And U.S. Representative Maxine Waters, that stupid racist black supremacist nigger bitch out of California, she fits the bill on every angle. But Steve Mnuchin was up there talking, and she started giving him crap, and he started giving it right back. He told them that he had another meeting at 5 o'clock, and Maxine Waters wanted him to stay past 5 o'clock. And Mnuchin says, it will be embarrassing if I keep the person waiting for a long time. And he was meeting with some Bahrain government officials at 5 o'clock. And before he went into the meeting, the chair, Maxine Waters, she knew that he had another meeting at 5 o'clock, and it was agreed upon that he could leave before five. But Waters refused to formally dismiss Mnuchin, who she asked to stay an additional 10 minutes. And she says, this nigger says, this is a new way and it's a new day. You know what she means? She's the head nigger in charge. This is a new way for a new day and it's a new chair and I have the gavel, she said. Well, shove it up your ass, you nigger racist bitch. And he come back and he says, hey, I'll stay, but I don't think I'll come back to this committee. Finally, they let him leave. They wouldn't have done that to a nigger. They would have not. A white man sitting as a chair for one of these committees would have not done that to any black person. And you know why? Not the blacks, but the niggers. They've got us afraid. They've got the white people afraid of us. But I want to salute this U.S. Secretary, Treasurer, Steven Mnuchin, because he got into a fiery exchange with this nigger bitch, and he gave her all she wanted. And she says, no, I'm not ordering you to stay. I said you may leave anytime you want. And this Mnuchin replied that he could not leave until Waters dismissed him. You're supposed to take the gavel and bang it, he said. What he wanted to say is, you stupid nigger. But then Waters, the nigger, said, please do not instruct me how I am to conduct this committee. Do you see? It's always, let's push the white community back. Let's push the white community back. I don't know how and when it's ever going to get any different unless we do something about it. You know, I talk about the elections, and I read a little something about Malia Obama. She's 19 years old, the daughter of ex-President Obama. She's going back to college. She's 19, and she still has Secret Service protection. Now, they're only supposed to have Secret Service protection, ex-president's family, until they're 16. But somehow, Obama got special dispensation. Nobody says anything. If it had been a white guy, if it had been a white president wanted special dispensation, you know what the hell would have happened. There would have been moaning and groaning and bitching. Don't you people get tired? Don't you get tired of hearing about hate crimes? Don't you get tired about white people always being chastised? And I know the niggers, they get tired of me talking about it. They get tired of the War Radio Network. I've had several. Oh, that's racist. BET Television, Black Congressional Congress, Black Miss America, Black Lawyers Association, Black Union Association. That's never racist. But we try to make white people aware of what's going on, and all of a sudden, it's racist. But I sit there day in and day out, and I listen to the news, I watch the news, and I sit back and think, what a hell of a pattern. They've been pushing us back, not the proud blacks, always keep them out of the equation. These niggers have been pushing us back further and further. And other than me, but I think some people, after listening to me and seeing what's going on throughout this country, I think some decent white people are finally taking notice. I think some decent white people are finally saying, hey, it's time. It's time to make a change. We're tired of everything being against the white community. We're tired that every time there's a problem, it always comes back to being a white man's fault. That's the only stick they've got to hit us with, people. It's the white guy's fault. It's because of white privilege, white supremacy. It's because of slavery. That's their reasons. They have no legitimate reason. And nigger, I'm still waiting for a nigger to give me a call. My throat hurts. We're going to take a quick break. We may come back and play a couple nigger songs, but if one of you niggers out there can let me know why you think that the proud white community owes you anything, please let me know. We'll be back right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ, 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Who let the dogs out?
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 Well, the party was nice, the party was bumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I hear a poor one shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very proud to be the Patriot.
We're not gonna take it. We ain't gonna take it.
To the dark side. You know, we get all kind of calls MFing and words that we can't use on the air, so we can't put them on the air. But, you know, I talked about the president gets protection. Since 1997, the presidents get 10 years of protection after they leave office. And the children get protection since 1997 up till the age of 16. Now, this ass-wipe, stupid white cracker bastard who probably has sex with his mama every day always calls up, hangs up, says something, hangs up, and he says, no, that's not true. The kids get 10 years. No, get off your mama's ass, you dumb, stupid white cracker bastard, and look it up, research it a little bit. The president gets 10 years after he's out of office, and the children get protection until they're 16 years old once the president is out of office. Now, while they're in office at 16, I guess the president's family would still get protection. But you ask white bastard, quit having sex with your mama every day. Research a little bit and you'll find out. And don't call and hang up, you no good, stupid, ignorant white cracker bastard. That just really, really pisses me off. I had somebody in Larry from Shiloh. I want to thank him. There's a governor in Colorado. Colorado Governor Dick Lom. He was at a speech, and man, did he unload on him. He said things like, first, to destroy America, turn America into a bilingual or multilingual and bicultural country. History shows that no nation can survive the tension, the conflict of two or more competing languages and culture. It is a blessing for an individual to be bilingual. However, it's a curse for a society to be bilingual. That was a great point by the governor. Then he said, to destroy America, invent multiculturalism and encourage immigrants to maintain their culture. No, if you want to maintain your culture, stay where the hell you're at. It says, make it an article of belief that all cultures are equal, that there are no cultural differences, which everybody knows is not true. And then says, to talk about being anything but that is prejudice and discriminatory. You know, they're trying to destroy our country from within. I've said that many, many, many times, that they become victims. These people come over from these foreign countries, and they all want to not only become Americans. You heard the clip I played a couple days ago. This Muslim congresswoman, she wants everybody to be, every American to become Muslim. Well, keep your ass over in a Muslim country if you want everybody to become Muslims, because that's what you have over there. You don't have to come over here and help destroy our country, but the people do, and we let them, these politicians let them. A white woman, Spokane, Washington, who posed as a black, pleads guilty to a fraud case. This ignorant, white, stupid, wannabe nigger son of a bitch said she was black, stole thousands of dollars because she was getting different sources of income from the government. Because why? Repeat after me. Because she's a white nigger. She decided to become publicly black after a divorce. And she was taking money from all kind of social agencies that she deposited nearly $84,000 into her bank account over 2 years. Must be nice. They've got her for welfare fraud. She might as well be a nigger. Diallo is her name. She was a former NAACP leader of the state of Washington. And she's a white gal pretending that she's black, and you stupid niggers don't know any difference. Hell, she might as well have had a Ku Klux Klan hat on. I don't know, what do you call them, vest? I don't know what the hell you call them, a mask or something. But it's amazing. It's amazing how we go day in and day out and let this crap happen. As you know, I'm a proud white man, not a perfect white man, but I sit back day in and day out and I watch our society being destroyed. And not just by the niggers, by the crackers and the hunkies, by these bastards that think they have a better way. No, the better way is to do it like America's been built on. Work your ass off, take care of your family, obey the laws, trying to do things to put your family in a better position than you were in. But we don't think that anymore. We've got the young generation coming up, the millennials, I guess they call it. They do not have a clue. And if I piss you millennials off, you kiss my old hairy, white, wrinkled, stinky ass. You millennials don't know what the hell you're doing. And I shouldn't say all of yous. Some of yous do. But the vast majority in these generations coming up, people, and you know it, if you're past 40, you're out of the loop. 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, you're out of the loop. These young kids coming up, they know everything. You know, they want them to vote. They've got a movement to let kids vote at 16. Now, the governor of Illinois, Pritzker, Mr. Pritzker, he don't want you to be able to smoke till you're 21. Maybe it'll be 31, 41, 51 at some point in time. Who knows? But it comes to a point where we need to stand up. The proud black, proud white, it's even more serious than a racial issue, people. It's an issue of survival. If we don't, at some point in time, come to our senses, don't ever let them divide and conquer us. You heard me after this last election. And somebody said, well, you just have to talk about niggers now. No, I'll talk about race relations, but we've got other elections coming up. Hell, they're running for president yesterday, day before. But it's amazing. We sit back and let this crap go day after day. These politicians want to continue to divide us. 7, 8%, 9% of people come out and voted the last election. Think about it. If 9% came out and voted, and there were two candidates, and one candidate, and still in the election, majority rules. No place else in this country does majority rule other than the elections, I guess, because the whites are the majority, and we're sure not ruling at this point in time. We're doing a lot of Michael Jackson moonwalking backwards. But if 11% of the population votes, say 6% voted for one candidate, 5% voted for the other, there's your 11%. So if 6% won, that means there's 94% of the people in that district, that political district, whatever it may be, Congress, state senator, state representative, mayor, alderman. That means that 94% of the people really didn't want this candidate elected. But with 6% of the vote, they're going to dictate for the next 4 years what's going on. They're going to dictate for the next 4 years what's going on. Think about it, people. And it gets past the racial thing. It gets to the point where it's a serious problem. And we can no longer sit back and say, let somebody else take care of it. Because the guy that you said, let somebody else take care of it, you know what he's saying? Let somebody else take care of it. And the guy down the road saying, let somebody else take care of it. And before you know it, there's nobody there to take care of it. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to come back and play a nigger song because I'm pissed at the niggers. I may play two songs. We'll be back right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio. And you're listening to the all-new KQQZ, 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's by-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome, welcome back to the dark side. You know, I sit here as a crazy, ignorant, no good for nothing white son of a bitch who I've been white all my life, privileged to be born, not white, but privileged to be born in this great United States of America, privileged to have the opportunity to be successful, to take care of me and my family. That's my privilege. Being white was just the luck of the draw. Being white, being black in this country today, being white, being black in this country in the last 30 years, 40 years, makes no difference. It's not what color your skin is, it's what's inside that skin color that makes you who you are. And it just pisses me off. And I like pissing niggers off. And it pisses me off every day when I see that the nigger community, not the proud blacks, always keep them out of the equation. They're pushing us back, pushing us back. I'm tired. I'm tired of being pushed back. I'm not going back any further, people. And I hope you proud white and proud black understand my message today and every day. The niggers hate it. You won't hear it anywhere else. And yeah, I'll pound the racial issue. I'll pound the political issue because that's what I do. And I do it because that's what I want to do. I'm going to play this song dedicated to all you niggers, all you son of a bitches that hate white people, that hate the proud blacks for being successful. All you niggers, when you drive down the street and you see a white person, you kind of cringe. Or when you're in the grocery store, you see a white person, you act like you'd like to kill them. And if you kill all the white people, you niggers will be dead because nobody's going to take care of you. Of us white people are gone. So I'm going to play this. Hopefully it'll piss you off today and every day. If I could be a nigger for a day.
Hello, I'm Johnny Rebel. For a long time, we've listened to these niggers pitch a fit about their hard times and civil rights. Well, ain't that the pits? So I think I'll take me an imaginary trip and try to be a nigger for a day. If I could be a nigger for a day, I could live my life the free and easy way. I'd take from Uncle Sam and let the white man pay.
If I could be a nigger for a day.
Now for one whole day, a nigger I could be. The first thing I'd do is join the NAACP, and I'd let Kwesi and Fume do my thinking for me. If I could be a nigger for a day. Now I wouldn't want to work, cause I wouldn't have to. And guess what I'd do next? Well, you shouldn't need a clue. I'd go down to social services like all the brothers do.
If I could be a nigger for a day,
Oh, if I could be a nigger for a day, I could live my life the free and easy way. I'd take from Uncle Sam and let the white man pay.
Repeat after me.
If I could be a nigger for a day. Now when I'd sit down in that office, the office of welfare, I'd get food stamps, a medical card, and free child care for all the illegitimate kids that I've got scattered everywhere.
If I could be a nigger for a day.
Now I'd have plenty of time, so I'd hang out with the mob, and I'd consume a little dope, I'd find a good place to rob. Now that would make me self-employed, and I wouldn't even need a job.
If I could be a nigger for a day.
Oh, if I could be a nigger for a day.
Join in.
I could live my life the free and easy way. I'd take from Uncle Sam and let the white man pay.
If I could be a nigger for a day.
And when I'd need something, I'd steal it, so I wouldn't have to buy it. And if the cops would apprehend me, you know that I'd deny it. And I could call Jesse or Al, they'd come start a riot.
If I could be a nigger for a day.
But I can't be a nigger, and I don't really have to be, cause Coon, let me tell you, it's plain and simple to see, that if I was you for a day, then I'd be taken from me. So I don't wanna be a nigger for a day. I don't wanna be a nigger for a day. I don't wanna live the free and easy way. I'll struggle long and struggle hard, but that's okay, cause I'll never be a nigger for a day. No, I'll never be a nigger for a day.
If I could be a nigger for a day. Now, you know how poignant that is? That's not racist, that's real. Not gonna hear it anywhere else. But I'm gonna play it whenever the hell I want. The proud black people know that I'm not talking about them. They're too busy working. They're too busy trying to take care of their families. It's these niggers, and I don't even know if the niggers, they must listen to my 4 o'clock show, because these bastards, they're out selling dope and killing and robbing and raping and carjacking till 4 or 5 in the morning. Hell, they're home sleeping now. So, hey, niggers, you niggers that happen to be up getting you a drink of Muscatel or smoking a blunt before you go back to bed, let the other niggers know that they can listen to me at 4 o'clock. They can hate me at 4 just as easy as they can at 10. And I say that, people, both proud white and proud black, because you don't hear it anywhere else. I'll say what the hell I want when I want. This is America. If I want to play 30 nigger songs, I'll play them. If I want to play crack, I wish I could get a good cracker song. I can't find one, or I'd play it, because I dislike the crackers and the hunkies as much as I dislike the niggers. They're destroying our country. These stupid white son of a bitches, the Ku Klux Klan, the neo-Nazis, the John Birchers, the white supremacists. They're a bunch of ignorant white bastards, just like I've got a bunch of ignorant nigger bastards. There's enough shame and blame in the game to go around. But as I always say, and think about it, people, and we announce it day in and day out, our WAR radio network, White Awareness Radio. We're going to keep the white community informed, just like the proud black community and the niggers keep the black community informed. What's wrong with white people sticking together? White Awareness Radio, once again, the first and only radio station in the country that has the nerve and guts to stand up, not against the proud black community, but instead to stand up and speak up loud and proud for the proud white community. WAR, W-A-R, White Awareness Radio, keeping the white community, the proud white community, informed in this violent, turbulent, ever-changing world. And if there's anything wrong with that, you can all kiss my ass, because I'm going to continue to speak out, to speak my mind, to speak my piece as a proud American who just happens to be white. And I'm tired because I'm white, I'm being pushed back. I'm tired because I'm white, it's my fault. I'm tired because I'm white that I have to take care of these niggers and these crackers and these hunkies, and not only take care of them, have to be criticized all along the way. I'm not going to put up with it, and I hope you good people, both proud white and proud black, understand my message. No violence. We'll beat them at the polls. Let's change our society. We can change it. It's going to take a while, but as I always say, the journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. We've been to that single step, so let's continue marching to the road of victory. Victory for all of us. Nothing racial, just real. You can like us on Facebook, as always, at KQQZ 1190 AM, or my personal Facebook page, Crazy Reaper Bob Romantic. You can listen to my repeat performance every day, Monday through Friday at 4 o'clock p.m. And now broadcasting from the graveyard to the graveyard shift every night at the stroke of midnight. You can stream my shows live or stream my repeat performances online at insanebroadcasting.com or stream directly by downloading the TuneIn Radio app. That's our preferred streaming choice. My shows are also available via podcast with iTunes or your podcast provider on your iPhone or Android device. Just search for Bob Romantic and or the Grim Reaper of Radio. As always, running out of time to go, so let's continue, people. Call me a racist, call me a realist, call me whatever you want, but I'm going to give you the truth today and every day. It's the unfiltered truth. It's not the politically correct truth. It's not the politically incorrect truth. It's the political insanity truth. And we are, most of us, politically insane after all this asswipe political crap that's been going on the last 5-10 years. But they want to divide and conquer. They want to confuse us. Don't let it happen. So let's continue to unite right here to expose these asswipe bastard political parasitical perverted punks that we call politicians. And as always, at the end of the day, let's destroy these rotten bastards. We have to destroy them, or they'll continue to chip away at our proud American society. No violence, never violence. Let's destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romantic, the Grim Rapper of Radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The Grim Rapper of Radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all those illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga, 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 nigga. And I don't mean Negro. Nigga, 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 nigga. I don't mean black man. I mean nigga, 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 nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting. America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.